Listening Exam 7, Part 2.
Do politics and music make for a good mix? When Colombian music star Juanes decided to organise a concert for peace and tolerance in September 2009 in the Revolutionary Square in Havana, Cuba, the event created immediate controversy. The concert had been approved by the Cuban government, but many of the strongly divided Cubans had mixed feelings about it. Juanes, a very popular Latin American musician, famous for big hits like Camisa Negra, had initially invited a huge lineup of stars from Ricky Martin, Enrique Iglesias and Mana to pro-Cuban government musicians such as Silvio Rodriguez and Los Van Van. It sounded like a promising start. However, the exiled Cuban community in Miami, where Juanes himself had lived for about 10 years, were highly critical of the event. The Miami community claimed that the event was simply promoting an ageing Cuban government that has become weaker over the years. Although Juanes was supported by more than 20 of Cuba's key political dissidents, who saw the concert as a way of promoting reconciliation between a divided society, the Colombian singer was called a traitor by the Miami opposition and was said to have received some serious threats. Protests were organised and copies of CDs by Juanes were burnt. The controversy created sufficient tension to make some invited musicians like Ricky Martin and Enrique Iglesias drop out of the event. Postponing the event was even considered at one stage. Many Cubans interviewed on the Caribbean island made it clear that there were mixed feelings about the concert. One older citizen said that he wouldn't go to the event because he didn't want to be used. He claimed that the fact that it was taking place in such a symbolic place showed it had a political purpose and wasn't simply a concert. Several younger people claimed that they wouldn't go to the concert for similar reasons, despite the fact that they expected a huge number of people to attend. Despite the tensions, Juanes later said that he would not be put off from continuing with the concert and that he insisted that the message of the event was for peace and to use music as a medium to relieve political conflict. On the day of the event, thousands of Cubans packed into the Revolutionary Square and it was considered a great success.